y'all, we're going to wrap up our series today on seeing the Father. And the name of my message today is The Invisible One. Seeing the Father, the Invisible One. So before I get into that, I want to tell you about a couple of exciting things. Remember 2 years ago when we did Soul and Home Days and we had a booth and we just loved on everybody who came through? We're doing it again this year. Whoop, whoop. It's going to be so fun. If you came and volunteered, you know how much fun it is. I don't even have to convince you. If you weren't here 2 years ago or if you weren't able to make it, come this time. It is a blast. My favorite part of our booth was people walking up and saying, how much does it cost to spin that wheel? We're like, no cost, it's free. Well, I can win prizes? Yeah. But it doesn't cost anything? Yeah. How much for the popcorn? Oh, it's free. How much for the kids to play games? It's free. How much for the face painting? Oh, that's free. And people could not believe a church wasn't going, give me your money, right? And it was fun. It was really fun loving on people and just letting them know we gave away free Frisbees. We still have Frisbees to give away this year, so that's good because we ordered a bunch last time, didn't we, Carly? So, and Natalie, yeah. Natalie heads that up. She and Alex are the directors of our Extend Love team. So if you want to help out, there are 2 sign-up sheets right there. Is it 3-hour volunteer segments? 3 to 3.5 hours to come and volunteer and love on people. And so if you want to sign up, you can say which hours you want to sign up for either there or back in the back on our way out. Sammy's hard to handle, isn't he? And he's fast. He's fast. Corral him. Happy birthday, Alex, by the way. And Connie. Happy birthday, Alex and Connie, today. Yeah, yeah. So also, mark your calendars for this date. Soul and Home Days, what are the dates for that? July 24th and 25th, a Saturday and a Sunday. So if you want to help out, sign up on your way out. Also mark your calendars for Sunday, August 15th. Take out your phone, put it into your calendar. August 15th, we have an all-church picnic after church at Sunny Lake Park. It's going to be so fun. I want you to save the date for that, okay? Today, since it's Family Worship Sunday, we are doing our next gen offering. Next generation is what that stands for. We ask everyone to donate 1 hour's wage once a month to go towards our children and youth. So I want to pray over that right now. God, I thank you for the people who so faithfully give their tithes, but also give to the next gen fund so that we can pour into our youth and our children, even the rowdy ones that run through service, I love them all. And I just thank you for everyone who sees that that's good ground to sow into. And I pray that you have blessed that next gen offering as well as our tithes and offerings, that we can take care of all the things that we need to take care of at Oak River, as well as minister to missionaries and other outreaches. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So seeing the Father, the invisible one. The main text today comes from Hebrews 11:27. It's one of my many, many favorite scriptures. It's talking about Moses, and it says this. It says, it was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He kept right on going because he kept his eyes on the one who is invisible. Now, the first time I read that, I was like, I pulled a Dave. I was like, what? You know how Dave says that? What? That's what I felt like. How do you keep your eyes on one who is invisible? Say what? How do you keep your eyes on one who is invisible? So that's what I want to talk about today. How do you keep your eyes on the invisible one? If I'm telling you we want to see the Father, see the Father, see the Father, how do you do that when he's invisible? I mean, I'm a practical person. Most of you know I am very practical. I am a spiritual person, but I am also extremely pragmatic in my approach. And so when God tells me to keep my eyes on the invisible one, I want to know how. What does that look like? Right? So today I want to talk about that. The first 2 points have to do with Moses, since that's who it references. But the second 2 points we'll get into in a moment. Number one, this one's going to rock your world a little bit. Close your eyes to see the invisible one. Close your eyes to see the invisible one. In Exodus 3, 5, and 6, most of you know the story, if not from reading, from movies, about when Moses saw the burning bush, right? And he came over to check it out because it was this bush that kept burning but didn't burn up. And so then God spoke to him out of that bush. Says the angel of the Lord. Most people think when it says the angel of the Lord, it's referring to Jesus, actually, which is interesting. But at some point in verse 5, it says, "Do not come any closer," the Lord warned. "Take off your sandals, for you are standing on holy ground." I have my Jesus sandals on today. "Take off your sandals. You are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." When Moses heard this, he covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. Now, I don't think God wants us to be afraid to look at him now that Jesus has come and reestablished our connection with him, full-on connection, right? But I know there have been many times in my life that I had to close my eyes to see the invisible one. Because when I'm looking around me in the physical realm, everything has the potential to distract me. Everything has the potential to make me convinced that the invisible one is also the one not present. But that's not true. And so I have to close my eyes to see the invisible one. Moses, I think he understood something here. I think he covered his face because he was afraid, but also because I think he was afraid he would miss one word of what God was saying to him. And there are times when you just need to close your eyes to hear. So, one way to see the invisible one is close your eyes. Stop looking at everything that's so apparent and close your eyes. I can hear better with my eyes closed. Can anybody else? That's often why I close my eyes during worship. It's not any other reason than I can hear better when my eyes are closed. Don't do it when you're driving, though, okay? Not that. Point number two, know God to see the invisible one. Now, before we talk about this anymore, I want to clarify before I even talk about it that when I say know God, I'm not talking about knowledge about God. In Corinthians, 1 Corinthians somewhere, it talks about the fact that knowledge puffs up and just leads to arrogance. That is not what I'm talking about when I say know God. I'm talking about become acquainted with him. Become familiar with who he is and his ways and the things he does and the way he thinks and his heart. Know God to see the invisible one. In Exodus 3:10 through 15, it says this, "Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt." And I can just see Moses like this. But Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" God answered, "I will be with you. And this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain." But Moses protested. "If I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestor has sent me to you, they will ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what should I tell them?" I love Moses. I just love that he was so straight up with God. I really, really value that about him. And it, to us, it seems like weak faith, but to me, it seems like authentic faith. It's real. He's like, whoa, 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 what? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say? Who do you want me to say? Send me? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent you. God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to know or to remember for all generations. The funny thing is, sometimes it's hard to see. You might be able to see that if the angle is right on the light, but I can make it a lot easier to see because I have a special light. Can you see what that says? Know God. And sometimes we need a special light to see the invisible one. We need to be able to find our special light to see the invisible one. Sometimes it means closing your eyes, and sometimes it means looking for the light of the Holy Spirit to teach you. There are some situations that when you look at them through human eyes, it's nothing but chaos and destruction. But you look, you turn the light on, and you go, oh, now I see things differently. Now I get it. Point number two also involves learning about God. How do you get to know anyone? How do you get to know anyone, a friend, a new friend, a new family member? How do you get to know them? By spending time with them. Time. And by being honest with them. If you can be your authentic self with them and they can be authentic with you, then you will get to know them. That word know. You will become acquainted with them. Sharing experiences. I have the best memories of sharing experiences with my kids. For my birthday after the divorce, like every birthday, it was important to me not to spend money, but to do something, to experience something together. One year, we took the Cuyahoga Valley Railroad down to Akron and then took a bus to the zoo and had a day at the Akron Zoo and then took a bus to the Spaghetti Warehouse and had dinner there together. And then we came back on the train. And it was so fun. And my kids still talk about it. Because shared experience is when you get to know someone. Well, if you're going to get to know God, you have to invite him into the experience. I can do this. I don't need God. I'm good. I got this. You just help somebody else. I got this. No, you're not going to get to know God that way. It involves sharing experiences with him to get to know him. I have come to know God as my great love. He is the one who knows me best and still loves me the most. I have come to know that God is who he says he is. He is today who he's always been. He is today who will always be. I am that I am. I have come to know that God is Emmanuel. God is with me. I have come to know the God who sees me. That's one of my favorite names of him, El Roy. The God who sees me. Because when I start feeling isolated, when I start feeling overwhelmed, and one of the greatest tactics of the enemy is to try to convince you that no one else feels and experiences what you feel and experience. And the moment you recognize God is the one who sees me and is Emmanuel, God is the one who is with me, it shakes that off. He is the God who knows me and chooses me. If we had time today, we could go around this room and probably everybody would have a different answer of what they've come to know about God and how valuable and precious that is. I am amazed that God has a relationship with me that looks different than his relationship with Dave, and looks different than his relationship with Roger, and looks different than his relationship with Melody. Like, that is amazing that he can be so individual with us. Point number three. Can you see that? Nope. Can you see that? Maybe I should put it up here. Might be easier to see up here. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus to see the invisible one. I think Dave talked about this a couple of weeks ago when I was out of town. Look at Jesus to see the invisible one. Colossians 1, 15 and 16 says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. Do you know how powerful that is? I love reading the Gospels because I know that when I look at the life of Jesus, I am seeing the invisible one. I am seeing him. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him, God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. Look at Jesus. He made the things we can see and the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world, in the invisible world. Everything was created through him and for him. Listen, if you have a question about what God looks like, look at Jesus. Jesus himself said it. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Jesus, just look at Jesus. If you start feeling like you're in a storm and you don't know where to turn, close your eyes first. Get to know God, invite him into the experience, say, show me where you are in this, God, and then look at Jesus. And imagine what Jesus would say to you in that moment, based on how he talked to people in the New Testament. Look at Jesus. You will see the invisible one if you look at him. Last. This can be Gail's favorite. Can you see that? Look at nature. Look at nature to see the invisible one. I think Dave also alluded to this a couple of weeks ago, but I just wanted to reinforce it. Look at, and by the way, thanks to Dave and Ron for filling in for me the last 2 weeks. I really appreciate it. It was great. Loved them both. I was here last week, but it was Father's Day, so I always like to have a guy speak on Father's Day. It was good. It was really, really good. So look at nature to see the invisible one. In Romans 1:20, it says this, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible qualities." And then it lists what those invisible qualities are you can see in nature. His eternal power and the divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. I had something cool happen on my trip back from South Carolina, and it felt like a little notice from God. I'm driving along. Well, I should tell you probably that when my father passed away 2.5 years ago, the following summer, my mom and my siblings and I went to the beach together, and I was just missing my dad so much because he loved the beach. It was his favorite place in the world. I take after him. And we're all sitting around the table eating breakfast one morning, and I was just sad, missing my dad, thinking, oh, how much he would love this. And I look out on the deck, and there's a cardinal sitting on the railing of the deck and just looking at me. And it felt like God saying, your dad is with you. In some way, I don't know if he was looking on from heaven. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't have to understand it. I just know that somehow my dad was enjoying that moment with me, right? So driving back from South Carolina a couple of weeks ago, it's a long drive. It's about 10 hours, and I was tired, obviously. I get up at 3:30 in the morning and leave at 4. So by the time I get there, I'm wiped out, but it's a good kind of wiped out. and I turn right onto my street, Wren Road, turn right on Wren, and I'm driving down my street, and this cardinal, this has never happened in my 58 years of life, this cardinal starts flying side by side with my vehicle at eye level, at the same speed that I'm going. And he's staying right in line with me. And I'm like, what? That is so bizarre. And then just before I turned right to go on into my driveway, this cardinal flew right in front of my windshield and then went somewhere. I know, it was God saying, I have protected you on your trip. You're safely home. I've seen you safely home. You see, you can look at nature to see invisible one. You absolutely can look at nature. I have so many stories. I know many of you have stories about looking at nature. So today, just for fun, I have secret messages for all of you. There are secret messages on this black paper. So I wonder if maybe Roger and Will, would you mind, Will, helping pass these out? Don't shred them, because you're going to get a chance to see them after service. I hope there's enough for everybody. There's more people than I expected. Isn't that a wonderful problem?
Yeah.
So if you have a black light at home, you can see your secret message when you get home. If you don't, after we have communion together and we close the service, come up and I will shine the black light on your secret message. And if you want, you can take a picture of it. Right? I tried it last night. You can actually take a, while I'm shining the black light on, ooh, my nails look wild. You can shine the black light on it and it will take a great picture. And then the cool thing is you can hang up what looks like a blank piece of paper in your room and you can remember that you can see the invisible one. Okay? So are you trying to, I know all the kids are like, I want to try to read it. It's hard to read without the light on there. It's easier on here. So we are going to have communion today. Felt like I was supposed to sing today while we go and get communion. So I'm going to go to the piano and sing, and I invite you to sing with me the goodness of God. We practice open communion at Oak River. If you want to participate, you're more than welcome to move to this side or that side. Thank you, guys. And pick up your communion, take it back to your chair, and wait, and we'll all take it together, okay? So, let's do this. Father. Thank you for the bread that reminds us you chase us down with your goodness. That because of the brokenness of Jesus' body, we are able to walk whole, healed, delivered, free, in full relationship with you. So we thank you for the bread, and we surrender. We let go of trying to earn our own way, and we say yes to you in this moment. Take the bread together. God, we thank you also for the juice that represents the blood that your son spilled. God, I'm so grateful that when you look at us, you see righteousness. You see perfection. You see your child. And that your goodness will never stop chasing us down. Give us eyes to see your goodness in the past, and give us eyes to see your goodness in the present, and give us hope to know that your goodness will be in our future. Let's drink the juice together. Go in his peace today. Go in his peace, knowing that his goodness and mercy are chasing you down. It catches you, but it keeps chasing you. So just go in that today and enjoy it. And also, don't forget to sign up for Soul and Home Days. Volunteer. Love you guys. Thanks.